Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, and bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert for Reformation Day and chant the intro.
I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame.
I will bless the Lord.
And on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies. And grant your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. Reading for the Festival of the Reformation is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Responsively, Psalm 46 by whole verse. Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia and verse.
Sun sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess together the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came
seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 617.
Teaching of the scriptures. We can know a lot of things in the Bible, but if we don't know what it means to be justified by grace through faith, then what's the point of it all? The reason why the banner behind me has the three words grace, faith, and scripture, the three solas, which is a Latin word for only, of the Reformation, that we are saved by grace alone, through faith in Christ alone, as revealed in Scripture alone. Now, sometimes you appreciate what you have if you consider the alternative. What if today, after you confessed your sins, we told you that if you want to be forgiven when you leave today, you all have to buy a paper indulgence for $100 per person to get yourself out of 10,000 years in purgatory? What if we told you that in order for you to be saved, you had to enumerate all of your sins and you could not forget one of them? You have to name all of your sins before the priest. If you forget one of them, that one is not forgiven, and you're going to have to pay some price for that. What if you were told that your forgiveness is based on your works, your life, your Hail Marys, your Our Fathers, if your salvation depended on your works? You would have no assurance that you were forgiven. You would always be wondering, have I done enough? Am I good enough? Do I do enough works to merit God's favor? Well, the whole principle of the scripture, especially found in the book of Romans and the book of Galatians, but it's through the entire Old and New Testament, is that Christ is our righteousness. His righteousness, as our substitute upon the cross, covers our sin, and of all of our sin is placed upon Him. This is what the Reformation is all about. Now, it just happens this year that October 31st falls on a Sunday, today. On October 31st, 1517, 504 years ago, when Martin Luther nailed 95 statements called the 95 Theses on the Castle Church door in Wittenberg, Germany, he never imagined what was going to happen with this and how it would eventually cause a split from the Roman Catholic Church. The only reason he put these and nailed them to the door was to tell people, you can't atone for your sin by works. You cannot get out of purgatory, which doesn't exist anyway, by buying indulgences. The entire life is a life of repentance and faith. He directed people away from the authority of the Pope and back to what the Church has always taught. It is the written scripture of the Old and New Testament, which alone is the Word of God, which alone defines truth. Every statue you will ever see of Luther, he's either holding the Bible like this, or he's holding the Bible out towards us, saying, God's Word is the final authority. And in addition, the Word of God does not teach work righteousness through an oppressive system of indulgences and penance and masses. No. That scripture teaches, as you heard in the epistle lesson, you are saved by grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ. He is your righteousness. And this is what Holy Scripture teaches. Luther said the truth, that he discovered the truth. But later, Luther said, no, the truth discovered me. For this truth is what the Bible has taught all along. So all over the world today, as Protestant Christians are celebrating Reformation Day, we look at three aspects of the scripture lessons today. First, the law. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Secondly, the gospel. We are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. And then thirdly, the sanctified life of the Christian. We hold to Jesus' teaching and we know the truth. And the truth sets us free. First, the scripture teaches the law. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The law, the Ten Commandments. The first table of the law, love the Lord your God with heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second table of the law, love your neighbor as yourself. Because of our original sin, we have not kept either the first or the second table of the law. We have had other gods, and we've loved ourselves before we've loved our neighbor. Therefore, at the beginning of the divine service, we all confessed our sins of thought, word, and deed. Because Paul says, every mouth will be stopped, and the whole world held accountable to God. We might try to hide our sins from ourselves and other people, but God sees them all. Nothing is hidden to God. Therefore, by the works of the law, Paul said, no man, no woman, no person will be justified in His sight. because by the law comes the knowledge of sin. You see, when you look at the Ten Commandments, it's called the second use of the law. When you look at them, it's like a mirror. And you look at it, and it shows you your sin. I have had other gods. I have taken God's name in vain. I have despised word and sacrament. I have dishonored authority. I have hated. I have lusted. I have stolen. I've gossiped. I've coveted. I've broken all of them. And so by that law comes the knowledge, woe am I. And there's no distinction. Paul says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Imagine the whole human race running around a track, running a track race, trying to get to the finish line. One person falls at the 100-yard line, another person at the 200, another at the 300, another at the 400, and not a single person makes it to the end of the race. Everybody collapses on the track. And that's the picture Paul has before us. As mankind is running the race, we all fall flat on our faces before God because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and on our own, we would never make it to the finish line. The law does not paint a pretty picture. But one thing you've got to realize, people who try to get to heaven by the law only have two results. Either pride, well, you know, I'm better than these other people, but more often than not, complete despair. I've broken it all. If I think I'm going to be saved by the law, there's no hope for me. I am lost. The law brings us to the knowledge of our sin. Secondly, the gospel shows us our Savior. The gospel, we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Now, the gospel is what Christ has done for us. He says you are justified by His grace. Now, there's about five or six pictures here about the gospel. The first one, to be justified means to be declared righteous in the courtroom of God because Jesus, the defense attorney, stepped in our place and said, I will take their punishment upon myself. I will take their sin upon me. I will take my righteousness and give it to them. It's an exchange. And God the Father declares us righteous in the courtroom of God. Because Christ has paid the price in His death and in His glorious resurrection, it's been paid in full. Justified means being declared righteous in the courtroom of God. The next picture, Paul says, a propitiation and a redemption of grace. First, the word redemption. To redeem means to be bought back. Someone has something you used to have, you have to pay them to redeem it and bring it back. We were sold to sin, death, and hell, and Jesus redeemed us and bought us back, not with gold or silver, but with His holy, precious blood, and His innocent suffering and death. By His blood, He redeemed us. He brought us from sin, death, and hell to righteousness, life, and heaven. That's what redeemed. Then he said, God put Him forth as a propitiation in His blood. This picture takes us all the way to the Jewish temple, where the priest would go into the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was, in which were the Ten Commandments, which everyone has broken. The top of the Ark was gold-covered angels facing each other, and the spot right in the middle was called the Mercy Seat. And the priest would take the blood mixed with water from the lamb, the unblemished lamb, and sprinkle it over the mercy seat. And God said, that's where I will meet you. When I see the blood sprinkled over the mercy seat, I will forgive. This is the picture of Jesus. His blood was poured out upon the wood of the cross. And in the Holy of Holies, in the ark of His body, Christ has paid in His blood for us. The blood of Christ covers us and covers our sin and makes us white as snow. And thus the image in baptism of when He has come and offered Himself on the mercy seat of the cross in baptism, we are now clothed with a white robe of His righteousness. God's righteousness and divine forbearance, Paul said, he passed over our former sins. This takes us to the Exodus, where they slaughtered the lamb, put the blood over the doorposts of their house, and when the angel of death came, he passed over their house because of the blood of the lamb. Because of the blood of the lamb poured out for us on the cross, because of the blood of lamb given to us in Holy Communion, the Lord passes over our sin. That's what it means to be forgiven, to be redeemed. God is being patient with you and me. In his forbearance, he's passing over our sin. Because we're good? No, because we're covered by the blood of the Lamb. That's why he passes over our sin. This righteousness is that he is just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. You may think faith is simple. So many people wonder, is what I just told you even true? Well, it is. Faith simply is saying, I believe what the Scripture says. I believe the promise of God. If the blood of Jesus Christ takes away the sin of the world, and if I am in the world, then the blood of Jesus Christ takes away my sin. A Christian is someone who says, I believe that with all my heart. That's why he says, where is there boasting? There is no boasting. We boast only in the righteousness of Jesus. Faith simply lays a hold of the promises God has given. That's what it means to be justified by grace through faith in Christ. That is what the Scripture teaches. And thirdly, the sanctified life is holding to the truth, God's word. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know how blessed you are with all the word of God that's in the divine service? Not only is there an Old Testament epistle and gospel lesson, and the psalm, in the liturgy, the entire divine service is filled with the Word of God. A Christian is someone who abides in these words, who stays in these words. A Christian is not somebody who is a Christian for the first quarter of their life, or the first half of their life, or three quarters of their life. A Christian is someone who is a Christian till the day he dies, who holds to the Word of God firmly. And you know, what Jesus says and what we confessed in the Creed about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the truth of God's Word, that is what sets us free. The world's idea of freedom is go out there, be free, do whatever you want, believe whatever you want, and maybe somewhere along the line, you'll find some truth. Jesus comes along and says, no. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you abide in my Word, then you will truly be free. Free. Children of Abraham, whether we be Jew or Gentile, having a faith like Abraham. We are no longer called to be slaves to sin, which is the old Adam. But as new man, we are called sons of God who remain in the house forever. Now the reason why we're called sons of God, small letter S, whether we be male or female, is because in baptism we are incorporated into the Son of God, capital letter S, Jesus. So that whether we be male or female, old or young, we are all sons of God, small letter S, because we are incorporated into the Son of God, and that's important because he has the inheritance. And to receive the inheritance, we must be connected to the Son who has the inheritance, which is Jesus. We remain in this house, in the house of God, the Christian church on earth, and we will be in the house of the Lord forever. So you know what the purpose of your life is? The purpose of your life is to pass through things temporal so you lose not the things eternal. The purpose of your life is when you come to the house of the Lord here on earth, you have the assurance that you will come to the house of the Lord forever, where the joy will know no end, where the singing will go on, and the blind will see, and the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk. We want to remain in the house of the Lord forever. So in conclusion, like St. John, like St. Paul, like Pastor Martin Luther, like the true Christian church of all ages, we proclaim the law and the gospel, we administer the sacraments, we baptize, we receive Holy Communion, we announce absolution, we pray for and love one another, we dedicate our lives in his harvest field using our time, talent, and treasures for the furtherance of the gospel in faithful stewardship. Why? Because we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, as revealed in Scripture alone. God grant that we will be faithful to this true word of God to our generation and to the generations to come. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We continue page 192. We stand to sing the offertory.
Place them in the narthex and the baskets as you leave. We will now gather the offering. You may be seated.
Of the church, we stand to pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the comfort of the gospel restored to your church on earth, for the work of Martin Luther and other faithful pastors and teachers during the Reformation. We praise you that by your rich grace we have come to the sure knowledge that we stand justified before you, not by what we have done, but rather by faith in what your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done on our behalf. We implore you, defend your church from all enemies of your saving word. Cause your eternal gospel to be proclaimed in our time, in every nation, tribe, language, and people on earth. And graciously preserve your truth for generations to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, make us truly your disciples. Keep us in your word, free from all error. Make our homes and families peaceful. Preserve all fathers and mothers and families, and encourage them in their godly tasks, that their children be brought up in the fear and instruction of the Lord. This week, be with Jerry and Charlene German as they celebrate their anniversary. And for those who celebrate their life in Christ and their birthday and baptism, Dolores Schweiger, David Matheson, Rose Nehus, Brooklyn Johnson, Jim Randall and Diane Fisher, Alex Laffin, Jesse Douglas and Tanner Sendelbach, Paige Trumbo, Barbara Beal, Pastor David Keating, and Kelly Peters. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be with our missionaries throughout the world and our own congregation to hear and learn your word anew as disciples. Bless all the work here at Trinity Lutheran. And also bless the work of Matt and Dean Wasman, as they serve in Seoul, South Korea, also in Taiwan and Hong Kong, with teachers and pastors serving the gospel of Christ in Korea. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Have mercy on our nation. Give us faithful and good rulers who will govern our land after your good pleasure. Give us comfort and a right understanding of your rule in this world, that we would not be deceived to think earthly powers will last forever, but have confidence in you alone, for your kingdom will come. Continue to be with Alex Laffin, Emily Shelton, Charles Gaither, and Mike Gobble, Ricardo Patanga, Danny Green, and Courtney Tate as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer for the sick and those in need of health, strength, and healing. Be with Elizabeth Dye, David Ament, John and Jude, Gene Vorster, Doug Gransberg, Patty Rever, and Don Lytle, Dwayne Brzozowski, Chris Henderson, Mary Bastian, and Marie Campbell, Judy Smith, Grace Raleigh, Virginia Harrett, and Candy Darmody, Jill Tarver, Neil Taptoe, and Kay Coffey. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort Linda Gilmore Seltzer at the death of her husband, Kermit, now that you've received him to yourself in heaven. Give her the peace that surpasses all human understanding in Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have given us the certainty of sins forgiven. Set forth as propitiation our Lord Jesus Christ for our sins by his blood. So lead us to eat and drink your holy body and blood in repentance and faith, now and always, and receive it with our heart and conduct our lives according to it. Put our trust in your grace, through the merits of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Page 194, Service of Sacrament. The Lord be with you. Give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Christ, our Lord, God, our Savior, is the way, the sin of the world. Thy grace, thy sovereign love, has made us your way, the sin of the world.
depart in peace. Amen.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war.
Body, blood of our
Lord. The cross of Jesus, floating on before. Christ the royal master, leads against the foe. Forward into battle.
We stand to sing.
Upon you and give you peace.
Amen.